Elise Stefanik, Americans are suffering under the far-left radical socialist policies of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. By Jacob Bliss on May 14, 2021. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, said the Republican Conference is united to take back the House during the midterms and took aim. During her first press conference as the number three in leadership, at the far-left radical socialist policies hurting Americans. In her new post, Stefanik has already targeted the far-left radical socialist policies under House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and President Joe Biden. In the first 100 days, Biden has already caused an economic crisis, a border crisis, and a national security crisis without remorse, the conference chair went on to say. Stefanik was elected to the leadership spot Friday morning by a secret ballot vote. In her full remarks, Stefanik said, "At first, I wanted to thank my colleagues for the opportunity to serve as the House Republican Conference Chair. I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican Conference. And my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve. I also want to take this leadership team. I look forward to working with them in partnership, shoulder to shoulder, to make sure that we are fighting on behalf of hardworking Americans. I also want to thank President Trump for his support. He is a critical part of our Republican team. And, of course, most importantly, I want to thank the voters of New York 21st Congressional District, whom I'm honored to represent each and every day and fight for them. The American people are suffering under the far-left radical socialist policies of President Joe Biden and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis. The economic crisis, we see the worst jobs report in over 20 years. Unemployment is all small businesses are struggling to hire workers. And Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden's solution to that is to pay people to stay out of work rather than incentivizing people to get back to work. As Republicans, we are fighting to reopen the economy, to create jobs. We are fighting against the trillions of dollars of tax increases and the trillions of dollars of reckless spending. The border crisis, this is not only a national security and homeland security crisis, this is a humanitarian crisis. We see historic concerning numbers when it comes to human trafficking on the border, when it comes to drug trafficking on the border. Every single state in the nation is a border state and feels that impact. At home in my district, the northern border is being impacted because border patrol officers are being transferred from the northern border to the southern border. Republicans stand for border security. And, of course, the national security crisis. We are seeing our strongest ally, Israel, under attack, and we have seen Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi not step up to stand by and support Israel and prioritize outreach to adversaries like China and Iran. So, I am very excited for this opportunity. We are unified, working as one team, and the American people know that the stakes are incredibly high. We are going to fight for them, each and every day, against the destructive radical, far-left socialist agenda of President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's destroying America.